This Week Kicks with Bricks, the show which helps you decide if a game is worth spending your hard-earned money on or a try before you buy. Now here's your host, Barry Ricks.
Hey guys, welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. I am your host, Barry Ricks, and today's Kickstarter highlight is Helinox, The Last Sunset. And I have one of the masterminds behind the game himself. I have Taryn with me. How's it going today?
Doing good, Barry. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks for being on the show today. I appreciate it. I know that running a Kickstarter can be pretty hectic and with your schedule and day job and all the other things, and so I appreciate your time.
Yeah, no problem.
Well, why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself, what you do for the game, and we'll go from there.
All right, sounds good. So my name's Taryn, like Barry said, and I am the game designer for Helinox, The Last Sunset, which we recently posted on Kickstarter. Let's see, did you want to know a little bit about the game, or just a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, that's you, and now let's just have fun talking about the game. Tell the listeners what they can expect, the feel of it, and everything along that line.
Okay. So the game itself, it has a deck-building core, whereas the deck-building is going to help you do a lot of the stuff in the game, but the gameplay itself, it's a sci-fi game, so you're actually moving around to different worlds, different locations. It's all set in our solar system, but it's in the distant future. So the idea is you use the deck-building mechanics to help you move around to these different locations a little bit more. You also use the deck-building to help you overcome all these terrible events that are coming out and trying to smash up the solar system.
Of course.
Yeah, exactly.
Keep going.
Okay. So other than that, you have little ships that represent kind of where you are, on different locations. And these ships will kind of move around throughout the course of the game. But you also have an architect card that's kind of your player ID card, and you have special abilities based on which architect you have. And the architects, when you use their abilities, they have to go into cryosleep. Because, of course, it takes a while to travel around. And when you use your powers, yeah, you need a cooldown period, right?
Of course.
So the architects go into cryosleep for a number of turns, depending on how powerful the ability is that they use. So those are a couple of the main things. The movement mechanics and the cryo abilities of your architects, those are a couple of the main things that kind of differentiate it, I think, from some of the other deck builders that are out there today.
Well, that's cool. So how did this all come about? How did the concept of the game and then the art style and then working with publishers and all of that?
So let's see. It was a couple summers ago. Luke Green is an old friend of mine, and he did all the art for the game. We were out on a camping trip kind of reminiscing about the old days, you know, when we used to make comic
of
books
course.
Together. Yeah. we used to just write and draw comic books and stuff, and he's always been a really fantastic artist, but hadn't really done much with art for a really long time. It was like, you know, I just need a project to focus on because I don't do this art thing anymore. I'm like, oh, let's make this game.
Let's make a board game.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
So that's literally how it happened. We were just like, okay, we'll start working on this game. And he started drawing, and I started coming up with some game mechanics, and it just started coming together. Actually, it's pretty cool how the art style affected the mechanics, and then the game mechanics would affect the art style, and we really vibed off each other a lot doing all those kinds of things. So.
Well, that's good. That's good that you're being able to work well together rather than conflicting with each other.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's cool. So just one day over the campfire, Helinox was born.
Exactly. That's literally how it started.
That's awesome. So how did the rest of your team members join in, or is it just the two-man team?
Well, so it started out just the two of us kind of getting going on it, but we've got a couple other friends in Seattle. Actually, one of them is Luke's brother, and then one of them is my cousin. And, you know, they like playing games, and Luke was pretty focused on the art. I needed more playtesters, so my cousin Josh started helping me do a lot of playtesting, started helping develop the game further, and Luke's brother started just kind of coming in and being sort of a critical mind and a financial advisor, just kind of looking at things going, you know what, guys? We really need to think about these other things that I know you creative types don't like to think about. So that was
numbers are good.
Yeah.
So, no, that's really cool. So is this your guys' first venture into Kickstarter then?
Yes, it is. This is our first time, so we're definitely feeling like noobs. Did a ton of stuff wrong right off the outset. Looking back going, oh my gosh, we could have done this way better. But I guess that's
well,
how it goes, right?
I mean, yeah, well, and just lessons learned, and you guys are still on track. You guys have 14 days left to go as we're recording the show. The Kickstarter ends on July 3rd. And, yeah, so you guys are moving along. I mean, you have, like, close to 150 backers, so there's a good group of people that are wanting to see this game get made. So with you saying that this is your first Kickstarter and you guys have hit some bumps along the way, is there anything really that you have learned that maybe you would want to do differently the next time or give advice to future people that want to run their own Kickstarter?
Absolutely. I think my number one thing that I've learned along the way is you really have to have a lot of copies of it already made, already out in the public, already under the scrutiny of the public eye. There needs to be a lot of reviewers out there already looking at your game before you even launch the Kickstarter. For some reason, I didn't know that going in. I don't know why.
Well, live and learn, but yeah. it's about creating that that network of gamers, board gamers, tabletoppers, and being able to, you know, develop that. And then when it launches, you have all those people saying, "Hey, we've played this," you know, word of mouth type of thing. Everyone should go check it out.
Absolutely. There's been plenty. I mean, the people who've played it have been like, "Oh yeah, this is great. I'm on board." And I think that's a lot of the backers that have come on have been people we've played it with, or people that have just kind of heard about it from somebody else, but yeah, we just didn't have enough of that going on on day one. So that's my number one advice right there. Just have plenty of that happening before you even launch.
Yeah, have that good group of involvement and then go from there. So that's a really good tip. You know, we try to get that advice to our listeners, for those that are interested in starting their own Kickstarters. Mm-hmm. So that's a very good tip. And, you know, networking has come up before on the show, and so obviously it's a very vital thing for people, especially within the tabletop genre, to go into. Make sure you have those group of people backing you before they even need to back you.
Yeah, absolutely. Gotta have it.
Exactly. So there were some, with publicizing the game, there were some recent conferences and so forth. Have you been able to attend those and show off Helionox?
Well, we've been to some more local ones. I think that's another thing that's a good idea, is to get out a little bit broader. We went to GameStorm here in Portland, and we've done some other cons. We did a couple in Seattle as well, but you know, they were kind of spread out, and we should have concentrated it a little bit more and done it. You know, we should have tried to get to Origins or something like that. That would have been really good, especially considering we launched like right before Origins.
Yeah.
That would have been a good idea. We didn't make it to that one.
Well, you know, sometimes life and money gets in the way, right?
Yes, there is that.
I would have liked to gone myself, but then I was like, oh, wait, you know, I don't have money to travel there,
yeah.
So...
Yeah.
So that's always definitely something you need to consider for the future. So with the game being made and everything, and if it's when it becomes successfully funded, when do you hope to have the copy out to the backers? And then at that point, do you want to take it to general retail?
Yeah. So the idea is, I mean, I think we'll have it to backers long before the end of the year. We put December on our Kickstarter just as kind of, that's probably a worst case scenario. We actually have a publisher who's agreed to do all the production on it. Mr. B Games has actually agreed to do all the back end stuff, all the back end fulfillment, which is fantastic because he's got a really good reputation for doing all that kind of stuff, and he's done it a lot.
Yeah, we've had him on the show before.
That's awesome. Yeah, he's been a really great guy, and he's really helped us through a lot of stuff. You know, as busy as he is and as small as our campaign is compared to some of the stuff he's done, he's really kind of come alongside and just really helped us through a lot of the stuff. And it's really nice to have him kind of working behind the scenes and, and doing a lot of that back end stuff. So yeah, I really anticipate end of the year is the worst case scenario for getting everything out to people.
Good. It'll be a good Christmas present.
Exactly.
So do you guys hope to have it out to retail, or is this going to be a backer-only type game, and that's the incentive to get it?
Well, the idea is, and this is something that Mr. B Games has commented, and they're planning to, upon successful Kickstarter funding, they plan to put it into distribution for us. So we do plan to do a general retail release, hopefully. I mean, if this is successful, we should have some extra copies after our print run, and we'll at least put those into retail. You know, who knows how many that'll be. But yeah, we should have some copies available for retail after our Kickstarter copies get out. It'll probably be a little bit different version for retail. Well, it kind of depends. We have some retailers that have jumped on, and they're going to get some Kickstarter versions for sure that are on the Kickstarter right now. We'll see what the other versions end up as.
So with the Kickstarter and the learning experience that it is, I want to see if you guys ask you the question, if you don't mind answering it. Some of our listeners, I'm sure, would be interested to know. What if the Kickstarter isn't successfully funded? What would be your guys' plans after that?
Well, we are working on some contingency plans. Like I said, working with Mr. B, he's got some great plans for us. Our plans after the fact would definitely be to relaunch. Probably what we would do is take, I don't know, a month or two at the most, and then just swarm as many different reviewers as we can with a copy of the game. They can have it in their hands, review it, make some posts on BGG, stuff like that, and then relaunch with a lot more interest, you know, have our current backers who have been awesome, out there talking about it, and then some reviewers out there talking about it. I really think that we can do it. We'll probably lower the goal a little bit. I think that we could do, we set it at 12, and really we had some ideas at that $12,000 mark, being able to fund some of that, that retail version of it out of that. I think we might just trim some of that out and just kind of focus on the Kickstarter and maybe put our goal at 10, maybe even 9.
Well, and that's very interesting because oftentimes we haven't had, you know, we haven't talked about that side of Kickstarters, you know, and so it's interesting to see, and it's good to hear that you guys are already planning for that if it happens, but people, if you're listening to this, you should just go back right now so you don't have to worry about that happening. And I appreciate you sharing that with us and the listeners. I'm sure that it was interesting for me, definitely, and I'm sure the listeners found it very interesting as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I really want to, you know, we've got contingency plans. We're really going to try to make this one go. If not, we'll do it again. We'll make it happen the next time. So.
That's right.
We're going to get it out there.
That's right. Learn from the first go around and be like, okay, let's do this differently the next time. So it totally makes sense. Well, I appreciate you being on the show today. I know that you had to take time off of your day job to come see me and talk to me, and I have to do the same. I always have to do these like during my lunch hour. It's just how it works out. But we want to bring the great content to everyone that's listening and let you know about awesome projects that are on Kickstarter. So why don't you tell people where they can find out more about the game and maybe more about you and your company?
So you can check us out at zeroicgames.com. That's Zeroic Games, like heroic with a Z. You can check us out on Facebook under Zeroic Games. And, you know, we've got Twitter going and all the different social media stuff. So we're not too hard to find under Zeroic Games. Helionox is a pretty unique word, so it's one of the reasons we picked Helionox. Easy to find.
There you go.
So look us up. You should be able to Google for either one of those things and find us pretty easily.
And then definitely go check them out on Kickstarter and type that in. And even if you just do a general game search, there you guys are on the first couple, you know, pages of the popularity part of the game section. So that's good.
Very cool.
So getting good exposure there as well through Kickstarter. So once again, thanks for being on the show. Good luck for the Kickstarter and good luck with everything in the future. I look forward to playing Helionox and enjoying the heck out of it.
Yeah, for sure, Barry. We'll get you a copy of it as soon as we can.
Sounds good. And thanks again. And thanks to Dan Patrice for our intro and outro. He's Dan, the board game man. You can find him at thegeekallstars.com. And remember to back your projects wisely.
Thanks for listening to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. If you'd like to mail the show, send any questions, comments, or interview requests to sweetkickswithbricks@gmail.com. Sweet Kicks with Bricks is a Closet Geek Studios production. For more information on The Closet Geek, please head to closetgeek.net.